So again, folks, just as we work our way, next week we'll take us to the end of Psalm 23 over the last 6 weeks, or 6 weeks altogether, looking at it. But I want to pick up today, if you like, for the P word. Where last week we were thinking about pain, and we're thinking about God's presence with us in the pain. But thinking today just God's pastoral care. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You anoint my head with oil. And it's about God's care for our good and what that means for us. As a parent, you've maybe heard, oh no, you need to set boundaries. You need to set boundaries. Just seen a mummy looking at a son. This is great. When I worked in Sandy Row, a lot of years ago, Karen and I were in Sandy Row in the wee Belfast City Mission Hall, and it was colourful. And I loved it. But the youngsters that they came to the wee Mission Hall, a Majestic Drive in Sandy Row, there were boundaries set. Thursday night was junior club, and then after that, intermediate club. And on Friday night was chaos with the senior youth club and youngsters walking from the village the length of Donegal Road. But they came into the hall and they knew, for the group of leaders, if you said something, if you checked them for something, you did it for their good and for the good of everybody in the place. Even had a wee word with the man from the housing executive, because if there was graffiti came on the outside of the hall, they give me a tin of paint, and I would go straight out and paint over it. And after a while, there was no graffiti ever in the hall. When the kids came in to play pool, all the pool cues had tips on them. All the balls were there. There was chalk there. Sega Mega Drive back in the day. The SNES, the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Two little 14-inch TVs. Holiday time, the youngsters could sign them out and take them home and bring them back. And everything was cared for. Because if you said it, you meant it, but you said it for a reason, for good and for care. Setting boundaries. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You anoint my head with oil. I can imagine a sheep wrestling and shaking as the shepherds wanting to anoint their head with oil to care for them for their good, but they don't like it. How many of us can picture that with our own youngsters? Big spoonful of Dispril. Where have we been? The Lord is my shepherd. Provision. I shall not be in want. Talking about green pastures, quiet waters. Talking about that peace, even in the most difficult of times, where he restores our soul, his presence again in those painful times, for you are with me. And then your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Your rod, staff, bringing us comfort. This is where we're going. You anoint my head with oil. Well, my cup overflows. Let's jump in. God's protection. The one who guards us with the rod is there for our defense. Again, always for our care. Again, Tony Horsfall, in one of the books that I read, says the rod reminds us that our shepherd is also a mighty warrior. Can anybody remember the story when Goliath was standing out? We're down in 1 Samuel 17, and Goliath is roaring and guldering across the valley. And all the Israelite army are kind of just melting away in fear at this huge man. What does David say when they're trying to put him into the armor of Saul, and he's swamped? Anybody remember? Because he used to be the shepherd boy out in the hills. Anybody remember? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine coming against the armies of God? When I looked after my father's sheep and a lion or a bear came and took them, I went after them. Again, the protection of the shepherd, taking his rod and going after them in their defense because he loves them and cares for them. Again, moving quickly, but the Lord watches over the way of the righteous. He is the God who protects us. He is the good shepherd who guards us and wants to defend us against the enemy. Your rod and your staff, the staff that's there for instruction, to give us direction. Again, Tony Horsfall says, the staff is a symbol of concern. It also represents the discipline and watchfulness of the good shepherd that he brings to our lives. Again, that idea of setting boundaries, keeping us on the straight and narrow, using the staff to give us that direction and the direction forward. And in fact, actually, again, let me just keep going. The instruction and the direction from the staff, one of the things used for is actually for examination. The shepherd would use the staff to bring the sheep into a corral, and then the staff was used mainly to reach out and catch hold of individual sheep, particularly for close examination, to see if there was any disease or wound that might need attention. Isn't that beautiful? That the direction and the guidance that the staff is used for, again, is for our care and to keep things right with us. For instruction, have you ever seen one man and his dog? And all that. And the staff, again, used for directing the sheep and directing the sheepdogs. So it's there for instruction. Again, in Psalm 32 and verse 8, we read where the Lord, the good shepherd, will instruct us and teach us in the way that we shall go. He will counsel us and watch over us. Amy read for us, though, in Hebrews 12, and you're thinking, why, Gordy, why that this morning? The staff is there for our direction, for our instruction, and part of that is our correction. Let me tell you a brief story. First year at Belfast Bible College, I went off in January and February, so we're 1984, oh my goodness, and was over in Clonethlyboyo in South Wales. And I got a letter from the Bible College where the, in fact it was the second year, it was 1986. And I got this letter from the Bible College saying, Gordy, you need to pull your socks up, son. Now, I was dying with a cold, absolutely dying with a cold, and this letter arrived from Victor Reed, the principal, through a bit of a misunderstanding that I hadn't been going to classes. He thought I should have been going to, but one of the other lecturers says, you don't need to go to them, Gordy. Okay, that's the background. I'm dying with a cold. I'm feeling miserable. I'm away from home. Karen and I had just started to go together, and she was away in India. And I just felt miserable. Sorry, dear. I just felt miserable, but also the Lord just really hit me. Because I had been hoofing about, kind of, well, you know, and my Bible reading and my devotional life was a total shambles. And I said, right, Lord. And say, the letter really arrested me, even though it was through confusion. And I thought, I'm going to start where my Bible readings are, from about 3 weeks ago or more, and I'm going to start reading. And I read, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who've been trained by it. My son or daughter, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, for the Lord disciplines those whom he loves. Did I need to hear that? Yes. Was it the good shepherd correcting me and pulling me into line? Yes. Because the good shepherd's care will at times do things and work in our lives that we don't really like, that we kick against. So the rod is there for protection, for defense. The staff is there that the Lord, the good shepherd, may need to give us a wee poke or a prod to give us direction. That might be self-examination. It may be instruction, just this is the way to go and move us forward. But it may be for correction, to pull us back into line when we're wandering. Douglas McMillan, South African shepherd, in his little book in Psalm 23 says this: the shepherd has to handle the sheep, but ultimately the sheep know it is for their own good. Can I ask you, maybe in your life at the moment, the good shepherd is having to work with you? Maybe for correction, for instruction, for examination. But he does it because he loves you. And actually, the next little line just almost confuses me. Sorry, there, I forgot myself. They comfort me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. To actually dwell in God's presence because of his protection and his instruction, but because you know ultimately he cares for you, you trust him and you rest in him. Again, for he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Actually, the word, your rod and your staff, comfort me. Going ahead of myself. Latin, because I'm a scholar like that. Come and fort, forte. Actually means with. Come means with. Forte means strong. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. They are with strength. And so that I can rest and relax and dwell in the one who comforts. And what he does with strength because he is able, because of who he is. And we can then rest in him and trust in him. The youngsters in Sandy Row at times did not like the rules in the youth club, but they got to realize that actually the youth club, when you went round to the local education board club, it was wrecked. And they walked into the wee mission hall on Majestic Drive and everything was working and everything was there. Because the leaders with the rules that were set in place were for their good. That is what the Lord God, the Good Shepherd, folks, does for us. Attention. You anoint my head with oil. This is actually the devotion of the shepherd. This is the shepherd's care for us. And again, I can imagine, I can picture the shepherd having to wrestle the sheep to be able to put the ointment on their nose to look after them. We do exactly the same today. Not me personally, but a shepherd. Let me tell you a wee random story. Not long in Donegal, Gordy, head up Lurgy Brack. Take the fourth and the left, but don't count the first one. And as the road sweeps round to the left, you'll pass the sheep dip. And I'm from East Belfast. First of all, where's Lurgy Brack? Fourth in the left, but don't count the first one. So the fifth in the left, don't even go there. And a sheep dip, what does a sheep dip look like? A sheep dip is just a series of block walls in the middle of the field where once a year or more, the sheep are put through the ointment to keep infection away. Shepherds still do this. It's in a different way, but they still do it because as the wool and the fleece grows, infection can gather. And so the shepherd cares for the sheep and they will wrestle them and they'll get into the chute to be able to get them through the dip. You think I know what I was talking about? But the reality is, folks, that the shepherd still does the same today. He gives attention and devotion to the care of the sheep for their good. Warren Wiersbe says he would apply, the shepherd would apply the oil to the heads and horns of the sheep to help keep the flies and other insects away. Because the flies and the nose flies could bring huge infection to the sheep. In ancient Israel, says Max Licato, in ancient Israel, shepherds used oil for three purposes: to repel insects, to prevent conflicts, and to heal wounds. Three very quick things. Nose flies to repel insects, irritation that's caused. Because it drove the sheep mad. And they would hurt themselves because they've no sense. Send them to distraction. Again, Max Licato says, the entire flock can be disrupted, even destroyed by the presence of a few flies. So the shepherd anointing heads of the sheep with oil is to care for them because he loves them. Mating season, to prevent conflicts. Here we go. Competition. And so at mating season, the sheep would again, the rams would be going at each other because they wanted that certain lady. Max Licato very humorously says, puts the ram in rambunctious. But the sheep are fighting with each other at mating season. And so the oil that's put on their heads causes them to be a bit more slippery. So they're still going to hurt themselves, but not in the same way, as conflict and competition take place. To heal wounds, the normal stuff of life, if you like, it's just regulation. So to repel insects because of irritation, to prevent conflicts because of competition at mating season usually. But to heal wounds, just in the normal stuff of everyday life, as the sheep hurt themselves or maybe hurt others, and at times their stupidity, as they get caught up in thorns and thistles, at just the twists and turns on the path that they're on, and again hurting legs or whatever it might be, just through trials and traumas. And the picture is that with the staff, even in the evening, as maybe the sheep have been moved to the winter pasture or even in the lower pasture, the shepherd would use his staff to count the sheep into the pen. And as he counts them, he's also paying attention to them, seeing if they're a wee bit jittery, seeing if there's wounds or harm has come to them, and then being able from there to work with that. Lovely little phrase again from Max Licato. He doesn't want today's wounds to become tomorrow's infections. He doesn't want today's wounds to become tomorrow's infections. Don't let your sin go down when you're still angry. Was it Rob Parsons says, resolve the flak before you hit the sack. Don't let today's wounds become tomorrow's infections. Folks, you see, just looking at this, the attention of the good shepherd who anoints our head with oil because he loves us. And for you and I in church, well, nose flies. Maybe there's a few people get up your nose. I'm actually being serious. An irritation that you feel with others, and maybe sometimes as iron sharpens iron, God has brought that to our fellowship to make us more like Jesus. That sense of competition, wanting to be, that can creep into our fellowship, into our flock. And maybe it's just the regulation, normal stuff of life within the flock of Ballywillan. And the Lord needs to heal wounds. And he doesn't want today's wound to become tomorrow's infection, something that will fester in our fellowship. Your rod and your staff, if I trust you, they will comfort me. You anoint my head with oil. In fact, in that, there can be satisfaction where our cup overflows. And again, the scholars are saying, in the hospitality of the Eastern world, the overflowing cup was a sign of abundance and love and acceptance. They were saying that if you were sitting in the house or sitting in the tent for a meal, and your cup was let run down and wasn't refilled, well, read the room. If your cup was kept topped up, it was stay for continued fellowship. If your cup was filled to overflowing, it was actually a sign of, I am so, so, so pleased you're here. Please keep staying. Isn't that lovely? You anoint my head with oil. In fact, my cup overflows. Folks, as we just looking at the screen, where do we see the Good Shepherd in this for you and I? Where do we need his rod? And maybe at this time in your walk with the Good Shepherd, you need the rod of protection, guarding you and caring for you. Maybe you need that little prod and poke from the staff, guiding and giving you direction, because maybe correction is needed. Maybe we just need his instruction and guidance in the way forward. Are we in that place of relaxing and dwelling in the presence of the Good Shepherd and just resting in him and trusting in him, because he comforts us, because he is with strength? Maybe we need the devotion and the attention of the Good Shepherd to protect us from irritation, from competition, or just in the everyday stuff of life. But knowing that as we trust him, our cup can overflow. The one who in John 10, speaking of the Good Shepherd who gives his life for the sheep, says, yes, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it to the full.